Blog Talk Radio.
Wrestled with my soul, made me whole. The judgment of that old soul still moves its way through me.
Hello, everyone. Happy Friday to all. I hope you had a wonderful week. You're listening to Talk with Marie Live on Blog Talk Radio. And today we are back to talk more about books, music, and what's going on Concert Window and Second Life. So my day started out quite hectic. So I started the show with James Olmos because I ended up, he was the last person I talked to before my day was over last night. So he had a concert for about an hour, and Concert Window simultaneously, and Second Life. And then a whole conversation with a group of fans after the show was over. And that went on for hours because other musicians came in and chatted. It's almost like being on a hangout. And so you have different people from musicians, a lot of creative types came along, just chatting along and catching up. And it's this new platform called Blab. This was my second time being on it, and I quickly created an account. So the last time I ended up going there was because I followed James after a show, and I'm just like listening to what was going on. But last night was really cool. We had two musicians, including James, who performed. And then Tim Barons was the other musician. Great vibe together. And they both performed literally back and forth. So it was kind of great just hanging out and chatting and really learning about this one more platform for me to be on, which is great. And Aaron Young, who's part of the founder of Hangout Records, was the moderator host for the discussion. This was very spontaneous and random. And so tons of people came out. I think a good amount, like 50 people sort of came in and out between almost like over an hour of performance and just chatting. So it was really awesome just learning about this new tools for musicians and other people creating content out there. So thank you, everyone, for really making this engaging and fun. I'm hoping I'm going to catch up some more with Tim, who's just another amazing musician. It's always a plus. And then I managed to even catch another show on Concert Window. Danny was performing. He went way over his time. And so I was just when he was about to finish, I ended up coming online. So a lot to juggle. So between Concert Window and Second Life, tons to do. And then there is a new musician that I discovered and I'm now following. He said is usually about 35 minutes. And so a lot of time I appreciate that some musicians go a little over the time, even though they technically schedule a certain amount of time to be on, but they can, you know, they'll go over depending on, you know, if people are really interested and probably if they, you know, if they're really feeling great. And so I was just happy that to be able to catch so many different shows. Before the show is over, I'll let you know who that was. So yeah, so I want to thank everybody on all these networks from Blab to Twitter, and all of these apps are like aiming to kind of upgrade all my pages out there and probably getting some designers to kind of help me, whether it's this show and then all the other pages that I have to make sure they stay up to date. So if you're listening right now, I appreciate you following me. If you're not following on Twitter, definitely feel free to follow me. You can follow James, all the musicians that I mentioned on the show. They all have social networks. So if you enjoy their music, please follow them. And tonight, James has a show at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And I believe he's going to be in Second Life at the same time. Earlier today, I was able to catch Numa Falta, who performed at Prem Economy Park earlier this afternoon. She's another multi-talented performer, a variety of song and genre, from blues to pop. She's really fun to see her live. So that's what's happening there. And then tomorrow we're going to have the usual 6 a.m. SLT time, where we'll have some open mic poetry with clinics in the morning. And then I'm not doing any open mic tomorrow. I am so swamped. So Sunday is when everything else will be happening. So tomorrow I'll come back with more news so I can share with you guys. So I'm going to play a little bit of Tuxo, a little bit of James, and then I'll check in with Tim and see if it's okay for me to play some of his music on there. And then I'm going to check the bestsellers list to see what's going on there. So after the kind of day that I've had, I'm gonna have you guys listen to Surrender All, one of my favorite songs by James Olmos.
Stand upon the hope of love's melody. Coming back to find who I am. Undefined by love, seek the light, my love. Turn this heart of stone into sand. Surrender. And every part of me, I feel the endless. Crashing to my soul, I seek serenity and I will build no wall. Let these burdens fall. The shadow of my past surrenders to the call, and I will enter into the light again, coming back to find who I am. I'm defined by love, seek the light, my love. Turn this heart of stone into sand. Surrender. Surrender.
There you have it. Surrender All by James Olmos. Can never get tired of James. Great melodies. So this new artist I was talking about is Oscar Butler. So I caught his show yesterday. He was performing. He called his show Free Uncomfortable Couch Concert, which is a 35-minute set on Concert Window. He's a singer, songwriter, plays the guitar. He's great to watch. Wonderful, wonderful. He looks very comfortable. Looks like he's been doing this forever. I went in and check out some of his older videos online. So hopefully I'm going to catch him again. I don't see any shows scheduled to go, but if you guys go on concertwindow.com/music, make sure to follow him, and then you'll find out when he's going to be performing next. And then for James, you guys can go to jamesolmos.com and you get all of his info, calendar, music. You can find him on Twitter. As I mentioned, he has a show tonight on Concert Window. And Concert Window is very easy. You don't have to have an account. Some shows are free. Some shows you have to, you know, give whatever you can at the beginning of the show. And then you can just relax in your own living room or wherever you are and enjoy. And what else is happening? So I'm looking at IndieBound to see what is happening. And needed a little break. I am back from James Olmos. Again, surrender all. So before I get into books for the week, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Nonprofit Commons and Second Life. Every Friday, we have our meeting at 8 a.m. SLT, which is 11:30 Eastern Time. We meet at the Plush Nonprofit Commons Amphitheater, where we meet with other individuals who work in the nonprofit sector or maybe higher education, different professions, and there's always a discussion for the day. And so today was really an open forum where people could ask questions, they can make suggestions, discuss upcoming events that are happening and other projects, ask for support if needed. For those of you who may not know, the mission of the Nonprofit Commons is to create a community for nonprofits to explore and learn about virtual worlds, foster connections, and discover ways that nonprofits can utilize the unique environment of Second Life to achieve and expand their mission. And so I'm one of the people in Second Life. I came on and I have a space on the SEM where I promote the work of the girls and other community work that I'm doing, and then have the ability to connect with other groups and other organizers from different part of the world who may be working on different issues. It varies. I mean, from people working on the environment, from those who are doing work abroad or working on an education, the arts, such a gamut. And so it's always great to sort of be among them whenever I can on a Friday, if that's even possible. And one of the announcements we get from TechSoup, which is the sponsor of NPC, I've been really interested in this app called SafeNight. And it's about building virtual shelters with mobile phones. So SafeNight provides staff members at domestic violence service organization with a secure way to crowdsource funding from supporters who have the SafeNight app. So basically, when someone is in urgent need of shelter, a member of one of the domestic violence service organization can then initiate a request for a hotel room funding. And so through the app, this is how you can provide your support and make sure these individuals who are in dire need are able to find shelter and the cost is covered and they can be safe and be able to get the services that they need. So if you want more information on Safe Night, you can follow them on Twitter, which is at Safe Night App, or you can find more details directly by going to www.caravanstudios.org /safenight. But again, on your phone, you can go to Google Play, you can go to the App Store, or any sort of whatever phone you have, and just look for Safe Night, and you'll be able to download that information, download the app, log in, set up a profile, and then be able to contribute to this amazing cause. And so if you're interested in the work that the Nonprofit Commons are doing, go to www.nonprofitcommons.org and you'll see dates for a meeting. You can get involved. If you're already in Second Life, you can sign up to get a space and become a tenant. There's always so much going on. So you can learn more about Caravan Studios, TechSoup, and anything else that's happening in Second Life and also and the San Francisco area. So lots. So wherever you are, there's a way you can always get involved. And now let's see what's going on the bestsellers list for the week of August 20th. I'm going to stick with the trade paperback. There isn't much new on here. Let's see. Nonfiction is pretty much the same. Hardcover, the same. And hardcover nonfiction is pretty much the same. I'm going to skip along because the first nine is not much has really changed. So if I jump to number 10, we have Plunder and Deceit by Mark R11. This is the latest from the conservative talk show host and best-selling author of Liberty and Tyranny. Then number 11 is Barbarian Days by William Finnegan, a deeply rendered self-portrait of a lifelong surfer by the acclaimed New Yorker writer. Then number 12 is The Road to Character by David Brooks. The Road to Character provides an opportunity for us to rethink our priorities and strive to build rich inner lives marked by humility and moral depth. Then we have Yes, Please by Amy Poehler, a hilarious and candid book by the popular SNL alumni and star of Parks and Recreation. Then we have number 14, Everything I Need to Know I Learned from a Disney Little Golden Book by Diane Muldrow. This collection will help readers of all ages rediscover the enchanting power of Disney and those little golden books with shiny foil spine that we all grew up with. Number 15 is A Full Life by Jimmy Carter. Former President Jimmy Carter reflects on his full and happy life with pride, humor, and a few second thoughts. And this week, he shared some really sad news, but as always, in good spirit, that he's been diagnosed with cancer and he's going to be starting radiation very soon. And so this was all over the internet, but this is someone who's been very busy schedule, but so many people have been affected by this. So I'm hoping he seemed to approach everything sort of head on. And so surrounded by his family and hopefully great recovery. So that's number 15 on the indie bestseller list, A Full Life by Jimmy Carter. And that's going to be it. And then I'll do some more tomorrow in terms of what else that's new on the list or share something completely different. So I want to thank you all for listening and tuning in to Talk with Marie on BTR as always. You can find me on Twitter and now also Pinterest and Let's see what else. Tumblr. So lots of places. And I'm adding new networks on there as I'm discovering them. So it's always fun finding these new platforms out there. So if you're reading anything exciting for the summer, let me know. You can message me directly on Twitter. Let me know what you're reading, what you're listening to. If you have any travel plans, I can live through some of you. I don't know if I'm going to be going anywhere this summer. And so if you're going somewhere fun before back to school is here, I would love to hear all about it. If you have any notes, a new story, poem that you want, I would love to hear it. So I'm trying to see who can I mentioned I'm going to play Chuk. So the kind of day that I've had, I'm telling you, I need some really, some pick-me-up, major pick-me-up. So I'm going to start with Tukso, and then I may move on to some other goodies. So let's see what we have here. Tukso has so many. And again, Tukso is one of my favorite musicians in Second Life. And he's on SoundCloud, so this is where I kind of stay up to date. His manager, Padula Bing, is always uploading some good stuff. And so it's hard to choose. Chasing a Dream. Sometimes I pick a thing just based on a song, based on the title. So let's see what's going on. Chasing a Dream. I want to chase this day away. So let's see what we have with Tukso Okai.
Thank you.
kind of circumstance. When his ghost came to me, it was covered in weed, and the fishes were chewed into bone.
Obvious fear to become to know how we are.